Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Happy Friday. I am Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
So one of our episodes this week was about the myth of the lost cause of the Confederacy, which I know is still a highly emotional topic for a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
From numerous directions.
I don't mean to laugh because it's not a problem. It's just funny how it continues. Everything's a little absurd to me. In life.
Yeah.
So anytime I laugh and it seems disrespectful, I'm just laughing at the human condition because it's all I can do.
Yeah. As I was working on it, I was thinking, do I have family members who fought for the Confederacy? I must have, because like I know that my family has been in North Carolina for at least 180 years or something. And so fortunately, my brother had made a family tree, and I started poking through that just to sort of satisfy my own curiosity, because it was something that I assumed but didn't actually know. I feel like as a child, I had this latent hope that maybe some North Carolina ancestor had run off to the North and fought for the Union, and I think some family member had been like, no, that didn't happen. But yeah, I started poking through it and I was like, here's multiple people. Here's somebody who died of disease in Richmond. And I think it was a second great grandfather who did not personally serve, but who had 2 older brothers who were killed in action. There were multiple, which was not surprising considering, you know, knowing for a fact that most of my family or possibly all of them were in North Carolina in the mid-19th century.
Yeah. I did not have any family in the South during that time. I don't, like I said at the end of the episode, I feel a little bit weird. This gets into like personal psychology, but I just don't have that like identity connection through time to the family tree.
Sure.
Like it's, I know some of those facts, but I've never been like, and that is what created me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because I was always a rebellious little brat that tended to like dismiss and eschew everything related
to expectations of my family or if I just don't have that gene.
Yeah. Yeah. one of the things that I tried to make clear in the episode that I hope I made clear enough is that like the South takes a lot of criticism for the preponderance of this narrative. But like, as was the case in so many things in the history of the United States, the North was complicit in this too. So it's not like the Southern, you know, political and public figures made something up that, you know, the Northern political establishment fought back hard against.
Right.
There really just was a sense of, oh, if we can just keep the peace with the South, everything will be better, even though that meant just like disregarding all of the Black Americans.
Right.
Who had, you know, been through generational trauma and meaningfully harmed by all of this in so many ways.
It becomes an interesting thing to me. I think you framed it so beautifully in your outline as saying like it prioritized the Union and the comfort and emotional well-being of white people over the people they had actually harmed and what had started the war. And what becomes really interesting to me to think about, and this gets into a whole like political theory space that I'm not really equipped to do, but it's like if you are making concessions of that nature that devalue other human beings to preserve a thing, what are you actually preserving?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Is that a worthwhile union at that point? I know that's a terrible sentiment and probably it will make a lot of people angry, but it's just from a theoretical point of view, one of those things where I'm like, where do you get to the point where you're like, yes, we can negotiate through this.
Right.
By ignoring all of the harm that took place and, you know, kind of like coddling around it.
Yeah.
It's a very strange thing to wrap my head around.
I also did want to note, like, I did not reference the involvement of Indigenous people or the effects of the war on Indigenous people at all, because that feels like, in a lot of ways, an entire separate episode. But I did want to acknowledge that, like, yes, that also was a whole factor of it, of the Civil War that involved all kinds of pieces that we did not talk about in this episode. Man, it's such a weird year, and I have no idea what's going to be happening when this episode... We moved this episode ahead of the line because in a similar situation to what we talked about in the listener mail of this episode, we have been working ahead because we're each going to be out at the end of the year. And so we got to write episodes to get, so there's podcasts while we're gone. And so similarly, we have some weeks of podcasts that are already recorded. And we moved this one up ahead of some things in the line. Both just for some seasonal reasons, but then also so less time would elapse between recording it and having it come out.
Yeah. I feel like the juggles we do of our calendar would probably be like a slightly dry, but still rather witty sitcom. like, well, but if we move this to here, wait, that won't work. Go back. Wait, when is Casey going to be out? Can he edit that? We have a lot of back and forth online that is exactly that conversation in various iterations.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, 2020, you've been a thing.
Yeah.
I was so delighted that this week I finally got to talk with Curry Sautner for the show. She and I have been trying to figure out when we could get her on and when our schedules could work out so we could have a chat. And I was so excited that it finally happened. She's like one of the most energetic and compelling guests because she is excited about education and sharing the Constitution in a way that everyone feels included and recognizes that it accounts for them. And she knows so much because she works with constitutional scholars all of the time and has access to these people, which she mentioned on the show, to be like, hey, I know this interpretation has shifted. What's going on today versus blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I was thankful that she talked about how much they've kind of gotten hammered with questions and people being interested in recent years as, you know, debates about what the Constitution does and does not do or does and does not lay out have gotten more and more heated. It was a really, really cool chat. And she's just lovely.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the Constitution Center?
No, but now it's like top of my list. When she was saying that people that go there that think it's going to be boring come out like rabidly excited and giggling, I'm like, I have to go there.
Yeah. So I went there the last, I think it was the last time that I went to Philadelphia. I went there because as I mentioned at some point recently on the show, I'll basically do a ride along with my spouse when he's going there for something else. And then I just go to museums and walk around and do whatever I want while I'm there. And I had made myself a sort of museum path for this particular day that started at the Constitution Center and then looped around to a couple of other places. And I had zero idea what to expect at all. And was like, wow, this is a way more interactive experience than I thought I was going to have from something called the Constitution Center.
Right. I also, you know, it's such a surprising and cool, fortuitous happenstance that they were already working on so much online engagement and being able to do lessons and sessions online way before COVID ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, that was like an instant pivot, which is just extraordinarily good luck, right? Because we've talked with other people at other museums about how it was really a struggle to figure out how to do the same kind of engagement and programming they would normally do, but do it in a virtual space. Whereas for the Constitution Center, they've already been in that space. So they were just like, okay, now everybody can come to these, which is very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do want to study the Constitution whenever I talk to her. I really cannot stress enough, if you have never looked at their interactive Constitution online, it's really, really robust. Like, not only can you, you know, look at any part of the Constitution and who was influential in that part of the Constitution, and it really does just kind of blossom out in this, like, information tree of different places you can go related to it. It contextualizes all of it and that document in such a way that you really gain a deeper appreciation, I did anyway, of how much it is, as Curry was saying, about us. It is about you. It is about me. It is, if you are a U.S. citizen, it is about you, which is sort of a strange and marvelous thing. And I love that almost everything they do is free to the public.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, constitutional scholarship, getting very exciting.
Yeah. I'm working on something related and I'm like, I got to go look at that interactive Constitution as soon as we're done here.
Yes, I think you should. I think you would get a huge kick out of it because it really is. One, from an information architecture standpoint, it's just smartly designed. Like, mm-hmm. It is really intuitive to use. You don't have to go down all the rabbit holes, but if you want to, no matter what your level, that's really like you will have your needs met. And that was another thing that I loved that she talked about, was that like she's having conversations in some of these lessons now where second graders are talking to people like in their 80s and they're having actual discussions about the Constitution in a way that is enlightening for both of them in many cases, which is just an incredibly cool thing. I'm a fan. Can you tell?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope everybody does check it out, because especially if you're at all interested in the Constitution, or maybe you feel like you don't have as good a grip on all of it as you should, wherever you want to start, there's a level that will give you the amount of information you need. Thank you for hanging out with us this Friday. We hope everyone continues to stay safe and is taking care of themselves. You can always subscribe to the show on the iHeartRadio app, at Apple Podcasts, and wherever it is you listen. We hope you have a great weekend.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.